the nice explanatory poem of Sri Aurobindo is A God's Lever, which was written on 31st of July 1935. It explains about the problem of the avatar. A God's Lever. I have gathered my dreams in a silver ear, between the gold and the blue, and wrapped them softly and left them there, my jeweled dreams of you. I had hoped to build a rainbow bridge, marrying the soil to the sky, and so inheat this dancing planet midge, the moods of infinity. But too bright were our heavens, too far away, too frail their ethereal stuff, too splendid and sudden our light could not stay, the roots were not deep enough. He who would bring the heavens here must descend himself into clay, and burden of earthly nature bear, and tread the dolorous way. Coursing my godhead, I have come down here on the sordid earth, ignorant, laboring, human grown, twixt the gates of death and birth. I have been digging deep and long, mid a horror of filth and mire, a bait for the golden river's song, a hymn, a home for the deathless fire. I have labored and suffered in matter's night to bring the fire to man, but the hate of hail and human spite are my meed since the world began. For man's mind is the dupe of his animal self. Hoping its last to win, he harbors within him a grisly elf, enamored of sorrow and sin. The grey elf shudders from heaven's flame, and from all things glad and pure. Only by pleasure and passion and pain his drama can endure. All round is darkness and strife, for the lamps that men call suns are but halfway gleams on this stumbling life cast by the undying ones. Man lights his little torches of hope that lead to the failing age. A fragment of truth is his widest scope, and in his pilgrimage. The truth of truths men fear and deny, the light of lights they refuse. To ignorant gods they lift their cry, or a demon altar choose. All that was found must again be sought, each enemy slain revives, each battle forever is fought and refought, through vistas of fruitless lives. My gaping wounds are 1,001, and the Titan kings assail, but I cannot rest till my task is done and wrought the eternal will. How they mock and sneer, both devils and men, the hope is Simmer's head, painting the sky with its fairy stain. Thou shalt fall and thy work lie dead. Who art thou that babblest of heavenly ease and joy the golden room? To us who are waves on inconstant seas and bound to life's iron doom. This earth is ours, a field of night, for our petty flickering fires. How shall it brook the scared light or suffer a god's desires? Come, let us slay him and end his course, then shall our hearts have release from the burden and call of his glory and force, and the curb of his wide, wide peace. But the God is there in my mortal breast, who wrestles with error and fate, and tramples a road through mire and waste for the nameless immaculate. A voice cried, "Go where none have gone, dig deeper, deeper yet, till thou reach the green foundation stone and knock at the keyless gate." I saw that if falsehood was planted deep, at the very root of things, where the grey sphinx girds gods, riddled sleep on the dragon's outspread wings. I left the surface gods of mind and life's unsatisfied seas, and plunged through the body's alleys blind to the nether mysteries. I've delved through the dumb earth's dreadful heart and heard her black mass bell. I have seen the source whence her agonies part and the inner reason of hell. Above me the dragon murmurs moan and the goblin voices flit. I have pierced the void where thought was born. I have walked in the bottomless pit. On a desperate stair my feet have trod, armored with boundless peace, bringing the fires of the splendor of God into the human abyss. He who I am was with me still. All veils are breaking now. I have heard his voice and borne his will on my vast untroubled brow. The gulf twixt the depths and heights is bridged, and the golden waters pour down the sapphire mountain rainbow bridge and glimmer from shore to shore. Heaven's fire is alit in the breast of earth, and the undying suns were burn. Through a wonder cleft in the bounds of birth, the incarnate spirits yearn. Like flames to the kingdoms of truth and bliss, down a gold-red stairway bend the radiant children of paradise. Clearing darkness end. A little more and the new life's doors shall be carved in silver light, with its aurit roof and mosaic floors, in a great world bare and bright. I shall leave my dreams in this ardent air, for in a raiment of gold and blue, there shall move on earth embodied and fair the living truth of you. Thank you. Next time, I will read some more short poems. Thank you.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.